So I'm fascinated by your story. You founded a company called InMac in the 70s. Tell us a little bit about how that came to be.
Well, I was relatively new in my faith and had been. I was 30 years old. I was out of work. Like many of your listeners, in very difficult times, and I was trying to figure, I was struggling through, what am I to do, Lord? I really want to be in business, but Lord, if you're calling me to be a pastor, I'll do it. And there was a long story, but as the Lord unfolded it, he wanted my obedience, and in the process, I was looking at business opportunities. I didn't have a lot of money, but we were trying to come up with something, and I was sitting with a friend. And he said, well, you know, we could always start something rather than try to buy something. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of money to buy things with, but we were taking a shot at it. And I said, no, I really don't want to start something. But, you know, he said, what do you have to do today? And I said, nothing. He said, well, here are six ideas. And he began to go through these ideas. And as he went through these ideas, I distinctly heard the Lord's voice say, that's it. And I've never heard the Lord's voice before, so I'm processing what I'm hearing, and I'm thinking, you know, what is this? And about that time, he'd gone on to another couple of ideas. And I said, wait a minute, stop right there. He hadn't heard the voice; I had, and it was very, very unusual for me. So I had him back up. Said, that's it. That's the one we're going to do. And we began to push and pull on the concept, and with the idea in hand, $5,000, a grocery bag of connector parts, we built a $400 million business.
Now, how did you build a $400 million business, and how long did that take? And I guess another question is, how did you do that working a somewhat normal work week? Most people work 40 to 45 hours a week. Did you work crazy hours? Like, what did that look like, especially in those early days?
Well, that's also quite interesting, because at the same time I was learning more about the Lord, I'd gone to a retreat, and at the retreat, the speaker put up the First Presbyterian Insurance Company's letterhead, and on it said they were using a verse. It was 1 Timothy 5:8, and it said, if you are a believer but fail to take care of your family, you're worse than the heathen. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. That means there's God's got some priorities. I wonder what they are. And I began digging through the Bible, and sure enough, in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. And I began to think, well, you know, so there are a set of priorities. And I was thinking, if God's first, my family's second, you know, work's got to be somewhere around third or fourth. So I sat down, I wrote down what it would take for me to get to know God better. And how many hours a day is that? You know, like a typical MBA kind of person, I guess. And then how many hours do I need to dedicate to my wife and to my children? Because that's number two. Then what's, you know, I put down, I need 8 hours of sleep, so I put that down. And I looked at the list, and what was left was 40 hours a week. So I said, well, Lord, you're just going to have to pick up where I leave off. And I thought at that time, what a blasphemous comment. I mean, that's a horrible thing to say. Turns out it's the right thing to say. But I didn't understand that. Started the company on 40 hours a week.